The Tanya for the 10th day of Tishrei. The Yud Tishrei is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chof, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph, Omed Aleph. The number at the bottom of the page is 506, and we are at the last line on the page. The Alter Rebbe explained how from Malchus D'Atzilus comes the creation of Yesh Ma'ayin, the creation of a separate entity, of the created being that experiences itself and not its creator, particularly from the combination, from the bond, mating, of Zoh and Malchus. And from this is created the Neshamas and the angels of the world of Bria. The same is true also in the worlds of Bria and lower themselves. V'hine k'mei kein, in the same way that Malchus D'Atzilus creates Yesh Ma'ayin in the world of Bria, the Neshamas and the Malachim of Bria, the same is true also Zivug Zun Dibia Nivru Ma'ayin Liyesh Kol HaNivroyim VaHaNetzim VaHaNasim. From the Zivug, from the bonding of Zohar and Nekeva, of Zohar and Nukva, of the emotions and Malchus in the world of Bria itself, from that there is created Yesh Ma'ayin, all the creatures that are formed, that are created, formed and made, which means Bria Yitzira Asiya. So they all come into being Yesh Ma'ayin through the radical process of Yesh Ma'ayin. Al Yedei Eid HaNeshama Shebeteicha. What creates this Yesh Ma'ayin? The Neshama of each of these worlds of Bria Yetzir Asiya. So the Neshama of Bria creates the creatures of Bria, the lower levels of Bria, and so on with the other worlds. And how is it that the Neshama of Bria can create Yesh Ma'ayin Shehi Alikuz? Because the Neshama of Bria is the spiritual part of Bria. It remains godliness, Mehakelim the Yetzirei the Malchus D'Atzilus. And it comes from the kelim of the Yitzhiris of Malchus D'Atzilus. So that it has the same power as Malchus D'Atzilus, it too can create Yesh Ma'ayin. Gam b'teicha ha'oras hakav, the Eden Seif ha'melubesh ba'atzilus ad ha'parsa. Also within the neshama of Atzilus, of Bria, there is the presence of the kav, of the divine light, that is clothed in Atzilus, and in Atzilus it reaches all the way down to the Parsa, the curtain that separates Atzilus from Bria. The Ha'oras Hakav Shehoya Meir Bekelim D'Yitzviris D'Malchus, an array of that light that shines in Atzilus. This array of this light pierces through the curtain along with the attributes, the influence of Atzilus as it reaches down into Bia, brings with it at least a ray of the light of Atzilus. And there it shines kamei ba'atzilus mamish, so that the neshama of Bia has the ability to create Yesh Ma'ayin, because it has not changed that much from its origin. The neshama of Bia hasn't changed that much from its origin. It is still a likus. And also in the neshama of Bia, of Bria, there is a presence of this divine light, a ray of it at any rate. Chayin gam hakav ba'atzmei, and the truth is that the kav itself, the divine light itself, hamelubish b'siyum v'seif nehi da'ak, that is clothed at the end, netzach heid yaseid, of Adam Kadmein. Adam Kadmein is all of creation as God foresaw it before he actually began to create. So it's called Adam Kadmein because Adam means an entire structure from Chochmah all the way down to action. Only this is Adam Kadmein, the primordial man, which means God's vision of the world before he created it, in which all the details of the world were contained. So the Seif Nihi Da'ak, the end of Netzach Hed Yesed, which are the lower levels of Adam Kadmein, Shehu Seif Ragli HaYesha Shalei, which is the end, the feet of the Yesha within Adam Kadmein, because in Adam Kadmein there's both Yesha and Igulim, the straight line and the circle. The circle means the fact that Adam Kadmein is only a general overview of creation, and therefore it treats all the details of creation equally. There is no higher and lower, there is no beginning and end, it's like a circle. But there's also that aspect of Ak, which is a straight line. A straight line means from the head to the feet. So in this straight line, there is the Nihi, there are the legs, the lowest level, and this, the lowest level of Ak, HaMistaymin B'Malchus Da'asiyah, concludes in Malchus of Asiyah. In other words, in the lowest level of creation. So this influence of the original plan that God had, in which he foresaw all of creation, all the way down to Malchus Da'asiyah, Hine Ha'oros HaKav Me'ira Mishom, a ray of this light shines from there, umislabeshes be'er ha'neshama diyutzvirit debiyah, and is clothed in the neshama of the yutzvirit, of b'ri yutzirasiyah, shehu elikus, because the neshama there, the neshama of each world, is godliness of each world, v'ha'oza de'ha'oza, and then a ray of this ray is mislabeshes b'nefesh ruach, the yutzvirit debiyah. Is clothed not only in the neshama of Biyah, but in the lower levels of nefesh ruach of Biyah. The af gam b'chol hakelim shalahem, and also in all the vessels of the worlds of Biyah Yitzirasiyah, there is a ray of the ray that is clothed there. Ha'ora de'ha'ora de'ha'ora, an array of the ray, of the ray, who b'chol ha'nivroyim v'neitzim v'nasim, exists in all created things, in all formed things, and in all made things. In other words, in everything in the three worlds of b'riya yetzira asiya. Ha'ora means that which is a restricted aspect of the original light, but still of the same substance, of the same essence. Ha'ora de'ha'ora means that this ray, which is not exactly like its original essence, goes through another filtering, another transformation, and a new light is born from that, in that it is different not only in its substance, in its essence, but also in its form. Changed in its form. And ha'ora de'ha'ora de'ha'ora means that it's not anything of the original light at all, it has become the condition of the created being. It has taken on the properties of the created being. So that ha'oda, de'ha'oda, de'ha'oda of this light comes directly, not necessarily through Malchus and through the Sviris, it comes directly to every creature and every being from the Kav of Adam Kadmon. As it says that God created Hayamim v'chol asher bohem v'ata mechayes kulam, that God created everything, all the details, even in the oceans, and that God gives life to all of them. And it says ata, God himself gives life directly to all these things. V'chol zeh zu b'chinas espashtos hachayis l'hachayesam, and all of this is that element of life that spreads throughout the world in order to give life to the world. Amnon mitziyusei mehusei shel erein seif, but the essence of the godly light einei begedim mokim klau, seif is kol almin b'shova ves hashemayim ves haaretz ani moli b'hashva achas. There is that element of the light that does not, is not governed by time and space. It surrounds all the levels of creation equally and fills all levels equally, and therefore it says, Es HaShemayim Ves Haaretz Ani Moleh, Ani, when it talks about God himself, not that light which is meant to give life to creation. When it's God himself, then it's heaven and earth are equal. Bahashva achas v'les asar ponim minei af ba'aretz halazu hagashmis. And therefore there is no place devoid of him, literally him, even this lowly world, the physical world. Zak shuhu v'bechinas makiv v'seviv. Only because it is so high, it doesn't enter into the properties of the created being, but it affects it from a distance. And as the explanation is given in the first part of Tanya as to what it means that godliness surrounds the world. And it is not the kind of a light that spreads and is clothed within each level of creation to give life and existence to that creation. For out of nothingness, that happens al yedei ha'orah da'orah da'orah mehakav kanal. That happens the part of godliness that can be clothed within each level is only the ray of a ray of a ray, as we said before. And also this light that is surrounding, that transcends the worlds, and therefore surrounds all of them, all four worlds, Atzilus, Bri, Yetzir, Asir, B'shava, all of them equally, Meir El Hakav HaPnimi, that transcendent light, the surrounding light, illuminates into the internal light by going through the vessels of the Yotzvides, of Bri Yitzir Asiya, Ubahara Ose Techakelim, and when it illuminates in those vessels, in those characteristics of the attributes, Nesem Bahem Kayach Ve'ez, it thereby gives the attributes the ability and the strength, Livre Yeshma'ayin, to create something out of nothing. And because of this, because this creation of something out of nothing comes through the kelim, therefore these creations come out in many different forms and separate forms, separate entities, and all of them with a limit and are finite. And particularly when they are created through the letters, as we mentioned before, where each letter from of speech is broken, is a separate entity from every other letter, and from each letter a different creature evolves, so that we have many different kinds of creatures and all of them finite. The Hayem Yem for Yud Tishrei, for the 10th of Tishrei, the Rebbe writes that Yom Kippur Eve we begin Hashem Moloch Togil, and the verse Eizarua is said once aloud. The verse Aldas HaKohol is said three times and silently, softly. Kihine Kachemer is not repeated. The Shema that we say at bedtime is like every Shabbos and Yontif. Avinu Malkeinu Zucher Achamecha is said in every Tefillah. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the 13 attributes of mercy are recited when the Torah is removed from the Ark, even if it's Shabbos. And the daily Tillin is said after Musaf. The Haftarah at Mincha is Vayihi Dvar until Ubehema Rabba, and then Mikael Kamecha, etc. The David Evi is said at Mincha too. You open the Ark for Ne'ilah, and it remains open. Kaddish and Ne'ilah, Yisei Le'ela Ule'ela, Ein Kelikeinu, Aleinu, and no blessings by the Kayanim. Hayem Yifne is said after dark. Shasali Kol Tzarki, the brach that we usually make in the morning, is not said at all until tomorrow. On Yom Kippur it comes out that we actually fast 26 hours. And this corresponds to the name Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, that is numerically 26.